I'll never forget the moment I was done with public school. My fifth grade daughter explained she'd been finishing classwork early and getting bored, so I asked the teacher if she could keep worksheets on hand, never imagining the answer would be anything other than absolutely. But the response was indeed no, and can't say I even got an explanation. We were fortunate to be able to do a private middle school where, coincidentally, the teacher kept challenge worksheets in a folder for any student who wanted the extra push. The bottom line is that people want to work with organizations and businesses that go the extra mile. No doubt there are many Seattle public school teachers who do, but something is clearly off. The district has lost 4,000 students in the last 5 years, and there are some things Seattle schools can't control, like the fact that the city has more dogs than children. In King County, the number of people under 18 dropped for the first time in 40 years. But like with any problem, there's always a role that we play in it, and Seattle needs to own its part. So I'll channel Dua Lipa here and offer some new rules. Number one, the plan you had to eliminate the advanced learning program, scrap it. I agree, it had problems, but the solution is to fix what's broken, not shut it down. Number two, when people offer you help, consider taking it. It's been reported on a few occasions, nonprofits offering to support Seattle schools and facing so many barriers, they give up and go to other districts. We need partnerships. Number three, brush up on your customer service. While I get it, you can't treat schools like a business, you most certainly can embrace the principle of offering products that people want, programming, opportunities. If you make it more attractive, people will come. I realize declining public school enrollment is a national trend, but Seattle seems to be expediting this by stripping away what makes it appealing to those with more choices. I hate to make education a numbers game, but at the end of the day, fewer students mean less money and cuts to programs. And while that may be a hard pill to swallow, better to take their medicine now before it gets worse.